now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Because it still ain't kosher. Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Happy Hump Hug.
Happy Hump Day. Chris Paul.
What up, my man?
And Earthquake.
In the building.
We're officially 18 days away from Christmas, y'all.
Yep.
Christmas is right around the cul-de-sac, and Christmas in D.C. will never be the same, especially with this incoming lane, y'all. Mm. It ain't like any of our sports team here can ease our pain. Hell, John Wall of the Washington Wizards scored 52 points last night.
52.
And we still lost. That's like you throwing 52 punches, Tom, all of them connecting, and you still get knocked out. That's like you buying a girl at the bar 52 drinks, and she throws up in some other dude's lap.
Oh, my God.
That's like your credit card declining at the strip club. So that's like you skydiving without a parachute. 52 points and you still lose? John Wall needed Octavia Spencer and Viola Davis, Chris. Mm-hmm. He needed some help. Speaking of Ben Carson, I know y'all heard about the latest about Blinky Spice, the neuro whisperer, and now the new Secretary of Department of Housing and Urban Development. Well, been there, done lied about that.
Yeah.
Supposedly put the baking soda on childhood stories about growing up in public housing. Mm-hmm. Who knew? Yep, it's just a pyramid full of grain, inflated folklore inside his brain. Anyway, the Lion King believed that Mufasa, and now he's part of the new season of The House of Lies. Well, this is just then to add to the country's acid reflux and irritable bowel syndrome. Donald Trump is Time Magazine's Person of the Year.
Yep.
If I can turn back time.
Oh,
he was picked from a list that included Hillary Clinton, Vladimir Putin, his Russian homeboy, and the devil. Now, I know.
And the devil.
He beat the devil. I know his racist supporters are ecstatic. I know they're going to be widening the holes in their sheets to read the Time magazine.